and welcome back to the Mob Mentality Show. I'm Chris Lucian, and I'm joined by my co-host, Austin Chadwick. And today we're going to talk about the My Turn is for Learning pattern for the Mob programming patterns. This is a pattern that was developed by Alexander Bird and is in Jay Bazuzzi's mobbing pattern language GitHub. So we'll provide links to that. But maybe, Austin, you can give us a little intro to the pattern and talk about what it means to you.
Yeah, so I saw Alexander and or Jay post about this pattern when they wrote it a short time back on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, this sounds fascinating. So I checked it out. And after reading it, it was really cool because we recently had someone join our mob who's completely new to the technology, completely new to the language for the most part. And completely new to the domain. So it was like a complete, you know, newbie in every way, so to speak. And then also we do group learning sessions during our learning time as well. And often we'll be working on something that two or three people know a lot about and one person knows absolutely nothing about. And so we tried it out in both of those contexts, you know, and, you know, real production code and also just kind of learning code. And it turned out to be really phenomenally helpful. And so what it basically is if you're doing strict navigation with a timer, which is kind of the default mode I've noticed many mobs do when people who don't normally mob together start mobbing, because it just kind of helps force the collaboration along by switching who's at the keyboard and switching who's navigating, is that this person can drive fine because they know how to operate a keyboard, they know how to operate an IDE. But let's say someone in the mob, when it's their turn to navigate, they really just don't know what to do. They don't have enough knowledge about any of the things needed to say, hey, what can I do next? And what this pattern encourages is, hey, let's set the tone. One phrase that I've learned from the mobbing community is let's optimize for learning, right? So if it's your turn to navigate, instead of feeling the pressure to like, I gotta come up with something cool to get into the code, let's just say like, hey, I'm gonna use my navigation turn to learn. So I'm gonna ask questions, I'm gonna go to the whiteboard, and then when the timer goes off and it switches someone else navigating, that person can continue the learning, or they can say like, okay, so the next thing to do in the code is, you know, yada yada. And then what happens then, and so what I saw when we did it this way, and actually we did it a long time in the mob working on production code, is that person asks questions for days, you know, sometimes even longer. But then there's this turning point where boom, and I saw it very recently where they are navigating and you saw them learn over time for through asking all the questions, and then they can now navigate. And it's just really cool to see someone grow. And this pattern really helped someone grow. A couple of people I've seen grow using it. So yeah. Do you have any similar experiences, Chris?
I think I've failed at this a few times too, where people have kind of either decided that they wanted to go and work by themselves or something along those lines. And study. I think that this is something helpful for me to learn to do more. I've seen things like this in the past where you do strict navigation and navigating the navigator ends up, it makes it harder for the person to get the problem solving skills, I think. So we have like the rear admiral in the role playing game, or navigate the navigator pattern. And so I think one negative side effect of that pattern is that, and all of these kind of interlock, right? And so I think there's two problems that somebody could have when they're new to mobbing or new to a team. One is maybe they're comfortable navigating, but don't know the context, right? And couldn't tell you what to do, even though they're good at it. And the other is maybe they know how to navigate, but don't know the context. The other way around. So one is good at navigating, don't know the context. One is good with the context, don't know how to navigate. And I guess the third case is both, right? They're not capable of doing either. And so I think I've overused the navigate the navigator pattern in the past as a way to both, you know, teach somebody the context and teach them how to navigate. And so I think that those two should likely not be overloaded anymore, given some recent experiences I've had. But I think it's a really good thought to say that, hey, you know, think about, does this person know how to navigate, and do they know what to navigate? If they know how to navigate but don't know what to navigate, that's probably the place in my mind for this pattern. Is, you know, the my turn for learning means like, hey, just get that person leveled up enough so that they can move forward, but don't stop progress entirely just to teach everything to that person, because likely they won't be able to absorb it all. But then I think the other side of that coin for sure is the idea that if they don't know how to navigate at all, but maybe know the context, and they can be causing other types of damage. So get them navigating on a strict navigation and give them feedback, and navigating the navigator might work well for coaching people out of bad habits during navigation, like navigating too low, right? So it's like, oh, hey, navigate a little bit higher or something like that. So my thought process about all this has kind of been developing after seeing this pattern. It's a good pattern.
Yeah, and I think I've also failed in this regard as well at some times where I think, you know, there's certain times of mobbing where you just want to let the silence be, and that's totally valid, right? So someone's turn to navigate and it's just dead quiet, you know, and you know, sometimes I've kind of maybe let that linger too long or ask the wrong kind of questions. So if I suspect this person doesn't know what to do, instead of asking questions that are just kind of hints at what to do, which kind of in one sense sets emotional pressure, like, hey, you should know. And I'm like hinting at where to go, almost like it's like an interview or something.
Yeah.
Or like some sort of test. That can be fine. And sometimes that little bit of pressure can be good. But it can also set the tone like, hey, our mob's about getting stuff done right now, and you're in our way kind of thing.
you definitely don't want that effect. And again, that will just have that person check out, right?
Yeah, they'll feel, I mean, it's probably stressful. You'll feel guilty, you know, and where if you say explicitly say like, hey, we want to optimize for learning, and it's totally okay when it's your turn to navigate to ask questions. It helps us to teach you, you know what I mean? The teaching is like one of the best ways to learn. If you can teach something, you really know it, right?
Yeah.
It helps you know it even better. And it also just kind of keeps everything at it, you know, it kind of releases the tension of someone feeling like they're not good enough or not able to contribute, right? And I like what you said too, and then Alex had it in the pattern as well, is it kind of splits the horns of the dilemma of, okay, we just need to purely focus on bringing this person up to speed, like onboarding, so to speak, and not get anything done, versus blow past this person and just get stuff done, where it allows progress to be made, but also at the same time learning to happen well. So I really like that. And like you said as well, I've seen, you know, when it can be okay at times to be like, hey, you know, to join this product or this team, you should go learn this Pluralsight video or do this or that. But the one downside to that is you gain a lot of knowledge, but like that coaching you were talking about, right? Where they might hear something from a video and then internalize it in a way that's not right. Or the video might say something that's not right in this context, right?
Not our videos, of course.
Not our video. Yeah. Not the one. We are 100% guaranteed right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is that the amazing thing about mobbing is it's, you're in the context with the person, so you can assess as they go, right? And help them along as they go, as opposed to, it's almost like doing iterative development on someone's learning versus waterfall on their learning, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, I spent 8 hours doing a video and now I'm gonna go try that and maybe have a big whopping failure, as opposed to I try a little bit and then the mob helps me learn to do it right.
Exactly. And I think doing this will also give opportunities when other people are navigating to say, oh, this is what I meant by this piece later down the stack and things like that, where it's kind of almost like a guided tour. I can, you know, I'm just kind of speculating here, but it might, you know, you'd move a little bit and then the person can ask questions, and then you move a little bit and then the person can ask questions. And so what I imagine happening is that you go further up or down the stack as you do the development, and new questions come up. And so this person might be ineffective for a number of rounds at moving forward, but what happens is they get information about every piece of the stack. And so the next time they come back to it, they can continue navigating through a range of areas. And so the whole idea of like giving a little bit of information and let it get digested, and then giving a little bit more information and let that get digested, that's really appealing to me for sure.
Yeah, and that's exactly what would happen, right? Yeah, they would front end to back end to pipeline code, you know, all of the above, or even to interacting with stakeholders, right? You know, so we've even taken the kind of mob timer idea and applied it to stakeholder interactions, where it's like, hey, you're new, so we're not going to put you on the spot. Like, hey, talk to this marketing person and figure out what they, you know, what they're saying. You know, it'd be like, here, watch us do it a few times. It's kind of the like, I do, we do, you do kind of model from education, right? So it's not only applies to code and technology, but it can apply to, you know, interpersonal interactions, interacting with stakeholders, all the above. And then we even said like, hey, you know, when you feel comfortable enough to maybe lead the next stand up or conversation, let us know. And then that person did, and then been doing it great ever since. So can apply to anything.
And I think that's a good point to make. And maybe we should do a separate episode on this entirely, is mobbing emotional intelligence and communication skills. Because I even recently this week had a conversation like that, where it was like, okay, as a mob, let's handle this together and let's get people leveled up in these areas. And a lot of it had to do with completely non-technical things. And so, and maybe writing emails as a mob is a whole other episode as well. So,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. You probably can tell I'm a very verbose person, but there was one time we were mobbing and I think the mob was distracted. So I wrote the email, and then they came back and it was the mob and a visitor. And they were like, they said it very kindly, but they're like, this is way too many words, you know? And then they refactored my email into like a few lines, and it said everything I wanted to say. And I'm like, oh yeah, that, okay.
Yeah, that's way better. Exactly.
Let's close it out. You want to close it out for us, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you feel like this pattern could help a mob that you're participating in, then maybe share this video or podcast with that mob, and basically keep an eye out for when people might be struggling or feeling undue pressure. Because it's really important that we keep everybody engaged and also on top of the knowledge that they need to have. Because especially if you feel like somebody's checking out, it might be because they actually are not getting the opportunities because no one's providing them. And so, keep that in mind. Keep in mind the effects of what we do together, and you'll be stronger as a mob by working on every member of your team. So with that, please like, subscribe, share, and we'll talk to you all next time. Bye, everybody.